just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing is yet to do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition, as always. Or when I'm here, I am your host. I'm too legit. I am joined by my friend.
And yours.
Go ahead. Or no, I don't know.
Of course, I'm Rocky. You know, we're here on a great Monday afternoon.
Memorial Day.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where your dreams can come true. No, you can make your dreams come true. That's right.
Go CSB.com.
Absolutely. And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
Thank you. The new ABC.
The new ABC. Sorry, man. Big Shot's not here. I don't know all his.
Somebody's got to take it.
His things. I can't do it as good as he can.
And, of course, we're live on our Periscopians and our Facebookians.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm having a hard time, actually. No, I just don't know if I could find it on Facebook. I'm trying.
Go to our Facebook page. It's on.
I am. I'm on there. I'm looking. It might just be I don't have any good service. Could possibly be.
It's an AT&T service you got. Of course, I got AT&T.
I got Sprint.
Oh, you got Sprint.
That's there even worse.
Sprint's horrible.
But it's cheaper.
It is cheaper, man.
All right.
But anyway, we got a great show. Of course, Big Shot's not here today. He's got to work. Happy Memorial Day to everybody, to all the men and women that have served, that ever have. Thank you, Mr. Too Legit, as always.
No problem.
You know, I have a lot of family that was in the military. My father-in-law is a Marine. My stepdad, Navy. My father in Army, my grandfather, excuse me.
I was going to say I know a lot of people in the military, but I was like, wait, that's kind of, yeah, I was in the military. Well, so, yeah, I know a lot of people.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, my stepbrother, or not stepbrother, what the heck am I there?
Stepbrother.
My brother-in-law, excuse me. Both my brother-in-laws, one was in the Navy, one was Army, so.
I gotcha.
It's pretty much everywhere. So, thank you for everybody that.
I can't do that. I got to lie. I mean, I'll just sit here all day and talk about people.
No, if you do. I'm just saying everybody. Let me just say everybody, right?
Everybody works.
So, on today's show, we will play nothing but military songs all day because it is
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. So, we're going to try to do something kind of like we did last week, play music during the whole show. So, I'm going to try to get some more songs to play during while we're going over stuff.
I like that.
But first, let's go into the heroes of the weekend. Which basically should be nothing but military.
Basically. Look at what's
happened. It's the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend.
Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Very nice. It's been a while. I haven't heard that.
I'm going to go home and watch this show tonight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch it today.
Oh, good luck finding it.
Dude, you can find anything on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Have you ever watched it?
No, we've talked about this before.
God, you got to go watch at least one episode.
All right, I'll go watch one episode.
You will hate it. It will be the cheesiest thing you've ever seen in your life. I don't know which one's more cheesy. All right, Facebook ends. Periscopians, whatever. Which one's more cheesy? Airwolf or Greatest American Hero? I mean, both of them is pretty bad.
Yeah.
You remember Airwolf, right?
No, dude.
You didn't watch Airwolf?
Dude, I'm a lot younger than you.
Well, you ain't that much. I mean, I know you're younger, but
you're in your 40s, right?
I am in my
40s. You're in your 40s.
I'm right at 40. I'm not in my 40s.
Okay, well,
I'm right at 40.
Okay, well, when There's you were difference. 13, I was zero, okay, bruh? Because I'm 27. Almost 28, but whatever.
I forgot you.
Anyways,
not in 30s yet.
Nope, not in my 30s yet.
You're not a baby boomer.
I'm the baby of the show, but I am the smartest, so I got that going for me.
Oh my gosh!
All right, anyway, heroes. I got two heroes. One, and this is just kind of me trolling people in North Carolina. Is Florida State baseball winning the ACC championship for the second time in three years? They were actually down like 3-0 to UNC, and then came back to win. So, shout out to Florida State, ACC baseball champs. They're going to they're going to the NCAA tournament for like the 40th year in a row. Something like that. Miami University actually just missed the NCAA baseball championships for the first time in 44 years.
They missed it?
They missed it for the first time in 44 years.
Yeah, no, they're a juggernaut, man.
And my other hero is from last night's race, Austin Dillon, getting his first, I think it was his first cup win, Sprint Cup, or what, Monster Energy Bonanza, right? Whatever they're calling that thing. The Monster Energy. What was it last year? It was something else. I don't know. I mean, I like NASCAR and everything. I just can't keep up with all the names of the people on it. That's all I got for heroes. Slow weekend in sports. Very slow. What you got?
Well, I've got a few. Okay, that's good news. First and foremost, all the military. You know, you're always a hero. I got to say that for next one. I got to say that for next segment. But my hero, Cody Bellinger, becomes quickest Dodger to hit 10 homers since 1900.
Huh.
1900, okay?
10 home runs.
10 home runs, the quickest to hit 10 since 1900.
Doesn't Aaron Judge already got like...
No, for Dodger. Quickest Dodger. L.A. Dodger to hit 10 home runs.
I mean, that's special, but I mean like...
What do you mean special? Dude.
It's cool.
The franchise has been around forever. 1900.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but it just doesn't feel that great when it's like... Doesn't Judge got like 16 already?
No, Judge is killing it. But Judge, is he even a rookie this year?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
Okay. Cody Bellinger just didn't start the season. Like, he's only 24 games.
Oh, yeah.
He had like 7 home runs in 13 games.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, well, that's not good for Dodgers. I mean, like, we're like, what, like 40 games into the season or something?
Yeah, we're 35 games into
35?
The season, I think. But they, I mean, dude, it's early, and he's already got that many home runs. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But that's one of my... That's one of mine. The next one.
I didn't mean to throw you off, my bad.
No, you're fine. I was trying to see who won the Indy 500 yesterday.
I have no idea.
I have to look at that real fast. But the winner, Janet Guthrie, historic moment in 1977. All right, forget it. That's not that one. First woman to race in the Indy 500. I'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Then let's go to Monday Afternoon Blues. We're renaming it from Zeros of the Weekend.
Yeah, you threw me off with that. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a month.
It's been a while. So. I'll forgive you. Do you have one?
Oh, we don't got a sound for that anymore? We're not. No, it's fine. I got you. All right, so my... Monday blues, sadness, whatever. Okay, anyway, so now I'm going to troll my own Florida State Seminoles. Florida State softball in the Super Regionals against LSU Friday, go up 1-0 and then lose back-to-back games as the 4 seed. Only lost 6 games all year. Lost back-to-back games. With maybe the best pitcher in college softball, Jessica Burrows, on the mound. This is embarrassing. Sucked. I was really disappointed. And my other zero, and he's not really a zero or a Monday morning blues, but, man, Chase Elliott getting just rear-ended by Brad Keselowski yesterday in the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. That was insane. I mean, did you see it? It was like he hit the brakes.
I did not get to see
it. Oh, you didn't get to see it? So no. So Jeffrey Earnhardt had something fall off the back of his car or something like that. Some kind of debris, left debris on the track. Well, Elliott hit it, and it slowed him down. Well, Keselowski went to go move around the debris and ended up just slamming into the back. It was nasty. It was a bad-looking wreck, but both of them walked away. And Keselowski, even though he's kind of a jerk, was like, he went up and was like, my bad, dude. What happened? And they walked away, like, holding hands. What you got, man?
For me, I was going to Takuma Sato wins the Indianapolis 500. That's who won.
Okay.
Going back to heroes. Sorry.
Okay.
I wanted to share
Takuma
that with
Soto.
Yes, won the Indy 500.
Hispanic?
No.
Japanese?
Soto? Yeah, Japanese, dude.
Dog, I was in the military with a guy. Japanese? His last name was Soto. He was Hispanic.
Oh, okay.
So, ha.
You're
Shout
right.
out, Eric. What's up?
He is definitely one of my heroes. He's definitely a hero.
Zero.
Monday Afternoon Blues.
All right. Monday Afternoon Blues. Sorry.
Is Mr. Tiger Woods.
Oh, come on, man.
Listen, dude. Arrest it for DUI. All right, DUI is a big thing, man.
It is.
Here's what's sad about it, to me. I don't feel bad for Tiger. Well, I kind of do because he's going from the top of the world down to the bottom.
Yeah.
All right. He's nowhere close to being to what he used to be. Probably will never see him again to really compete in a championship. It's sad.
Really cutting off. You're really cutting off one of my questions for later, so I appreciate that, man.
Well, no, we'll talk about it later.
All right, cool. We can talk about it later.
I just, you know, dude, DUI now?
I mean.
It's like one thing after another.
I just don't understand why rich people get DUIs, man. Like.
There's a thing called Uber now.
Uber, Lyft.
Yeah.
You're rich enough, you can just call a limo, taxi.
This guy here will call an Uber from my house.
Yep. If I have one too many. And I'm broke.
Why can't other people do that?
I don't get
it. This guy's like got 10 kids. I mean, come on.
I only got two.
I'm just kidding.
And one more on the way, but whatever.
I know. And once again, I got to throw another shade to the two teenagers that robbed the IndyCar drivers at Taco Bell. Come on, man. Really?
Man, I mean, it's a rough life, dude. It's a rough life. And, I mean, going to rob somebody, might as well rob somebody with money, I guess. Rob me, you ain't getting nothing.
That's very true. All right, so anyway, that's our heroes and Monday Afternoon Blues.
Monday Afternoon Blues. I like that.
Yeah, I'll have some better sound effects.
Thanks, because I need to remember what it's called. That's a knock on me. That's my bad.
But it's okay. Let's get into, of course, the NBA Finals.
Yes.
Which start this Thursday.
Thursday.
It seems like it was a year ago.
It was only like 4 days ago.
It seems like it's been forever.
It does. And I tell you, this is because it was a long weekend, no sports, unless you watch NCAA softball, which I did. But
did you?
Yeah, I love softball.
Do you really? Yeah, that pitch.
It's hard, dude.
Screws me up, man.
Them girls sling it. And they throw like, this one girl threw like 200 pitches. That's crazy to me.
So going into it, let's look at the top. Give me the three things the Cavs have to do to win.
Stay healthy is number one. They need to shoot well. And I'm not even going to be like cliche and say like, oh, they need to play good defense. Well, of course they do. Everybody needs to play good defense. That's what you have to do. They have to shoot a high percentage, especially from three, because they're going to have to keep up with Golden State. They're going to have to stay healthy. If Tristan Thompson gets injured, it's over for them. They cannot get hurt. And then the third thing that they have to do is they have to get Kevin Love involved. I'm not saying he has to score 25, 30 a night, but when Kevin Love scores like 15 and gets like 9, 10 boards, 8, 9 boards, and he's active. Because my problem is I don't know who Kevin Love's going to guard. Like, I guess Zaza Pachulia is who he'll probably guard. Or Draymond. But he can't guard Draymond. I mean, him and Draymond, like, that's the thing. A lot of these people on these two teams cancel each other out. And that's how they've built their teams. They've built their teams to beat each other. That's what they do. I mean, LeBron's going to, like, theoretically, LeBron will take, should cancel out Kevin Durant. Kyrie should eliminate Steph. Love should eliminate Draymond because they're both, Draymond's a little more physical, but Kevin Love can step out just like Draymond can. Kevin Love can distribute like Draymond can. You know, and Tristan will get rid of Zaza and JaVale McGee because Tristan Thompson is better than both of them. I'm sorry. If Shumpert can play good defense on Klay Thompson, it's gonna be an all timer. It should be theoretically. I've never seen a final so different in people's eyes. Watch all the sports shows. Listen to them all. They'll all have different things. Some people think that the Warriors are going to sweep Cleveland. Some people think Cleveland's going to win in five. Some people think this is going to be just like last year. It's going to go down to the last 6 minutes of game seven. I'm going to hold off. I'm gonna give my predictions in a little bit. But
we'll do that after we get done looking at it. All right. Three things to me.
Sorry, I went long-winded. My bad.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Number one thing to me, LeBron has to be LeBron the whole series.
Yeah.
Game one to whatever. And what I mean by that, you got to be aggressive the whole series. Don't play really aggressive for two or three games and then lighten up and try to get the other players involved. Game one, first minute of the game to the last game, you better play LeBron style. That means driving to the basket, not taking jumpers all the time.
But if his jumper's on, he can do it.
Against this team, you got to be aggressive the whole series.
You got to
wear
him out.
Because if you miss a shot, they're running fast break the other way.
I like that.
And
that's
what kills. That is what has killed LeBron against his team in the past. Luckily, last year, Kyrie got hot in the last couple games and took over. And they had nobody to stop him. Which, if Kyrie plays 40, 50 points a game, series over.
Yeah.
All right, because there's nobody going to stop him.
No. He is the most – and this is crazy
to me, he's
the most unstoppable player on the court.
Absolutely.
Kyrie Irving
is. I agree, because he gets his shot going, driving the basket. But LeBron, you can't step back and say, Kyrie, Kevin, take care of us for the next 4 or 5 games. Have to be involved every single second of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and he does that sometimes.
Theoretically, he will. I'd be willing to bet you that one game he tries to facilitate a little more than normal. And don't sit here and tell me it's an off game, because if he gets 12, 13 assists and 10 rebounds, and sure, maybe he scores only 18 points, that's not terrible. That's not a bad game.
No, but he's got to be aggressive.
Sure.
Taking that jumper the whole game, that is what gets him out of games. Mm-hmm. Because then he'll do that for a couple games, and they'll be behind. You're playing one of the best starting fives,
ever.
Starting four. I ain't including JaVale McGee. But one of the top starting fours that you can find anywhere at any point of any generation.
No, I agree.
Now, I still think they need an inside presence that can do some damage. And that's what the difference has been this year to me, is JaVale McGee. Because look at what he did against San Antonio. He killed LaMarcus Aldridge, which is a shame.
Well, LaMarcus Aldridge, hurt himself. That's what happened.
Right, but LaMarcus Aldridge went from one game to, it's sad.
Yeah.
But to me, LeBron being aggressive the whole series. Kevin Love, to me, is the second one. Kevin's got to play great. 17 points, 17 rebounds, that type of game, like he's been having. And he took in over quarters where he stepped up. The big three have to be the difference. And then Tristan Thompson. You got the bang. You got the rim protect. They get to the basket. Because I can tell you right now, Klay Thompson has no inside game.
No.
Kevin Durant, no inside game. As far as jumper, he's jumpers.
Yeah, he's got no drive. He's got no post game. I mean, he can hit a fadeaway post, but that's it.
But he can't. He doesn't have
any
post
moves. He's not going to hit that over Tristan Thompson. Right.
So, and probably the bench makes the biggest difference is going to be whose bench plays better.
Yeah.
Because
and I think
if Darren Williams puts up 20 points like he did in game five.
I mean, you got Shump, JR, Darren Williams. I mean, shoot, we've seen Richard Jefferson play big minutes. Not big minutes, but big in the limited minutes that he has.
Sure.
So, I actually like Cleveland's bench better. I like Golden State's starting five better.
Yep. To me, I agree with you 100% because the Warriors bench. Right, now going, we said Cavs. What's the Warriors got to do? Three things.
They got to get Tristan Thompson in foul trouble. Get him off the court. I think that's one. They've got to get – you can't do anything to LeBron. you're not going to get in his head. LeBron will get in his own head if that's what's going to happen. You can't really get in his head. So they've got to get Tristan Thompson.
That's not true. You can get in LeBron's head.
You could be physical with him, but nobody on that team can be Draymond.
Nah, exactly.
But look.
Andre. Iggy
man,
could.
He's so old now.
Yeah.
Anyways. I think they need to focus on attacking on Tristan Thompson. I really do think Tristan Thompson plays a big role in these playoffs or finals. They got to shoot well. And I mean, only say that because, and it's so obvious, but they have to shoot well because that's their MO. They're a shooting team. They shoot the lights out. And if they have a night where they go 20% from the 3-point line, that's a lot. You lose that game. You just notch that up to a loss. And the third thing they got to do is they have to not get in these spurts. Where even when they were winning these games as they swept through the West, they had stretches where it was turnover, sloppy play, off the foot, nobody there. When like you would pass it to nobody, just missed shot, nobody goes for the rebound. Just terrible, sloppy play. You can't have 5 to 7 minutes of sloppy play in the third quarter of a game because Kyrie Irving can take over that. And LeBron can take over that. He can start driving it and slow it down. And they can all – that's the thing about the Cavs is they can match you for speed. They have the ability to run with you. A lot of people can't run with Golden State. Cleveland can. They built this team to beat Golden State.
Right.
So you can't play – you can't have your sloppy stretch. No sloppy stretches. Attack Tristan. And then you got to shoot. You got to shoot a high percentage. You got to shoot 37, 38, 39% from three. And you know you got to be 50. You got to be 55 to 60% shooting.
All right, no, that's good points. I think the number one key for Golden State is Mike Brown.
Good point.
Is Mike Brown going to be that coach that when Cleveland goes on a run? All right, timeout. We got to stop. We got to adjust. Is he going to adjust? Because he's got to coach this NBA Finals, not Steve Kerr.
Yep. Because
Steve Kerr will be watching in the back. Mike Brown's got step. We'll see how good Mike Brown is right now. And Mike Brown, you're playing against your team. You coached twice, okay? And they fired you twice.
LeBron fired you twice.
What are you going to do with this team? They ought to be fired up to crush Cleveland. Because, first off, Mike Brown got fired twice. Golden State should have won last year. They lost. They've been on a mission all year or in the playoffs to get to this game. They run in their mouths. You better have them ready to play. Game one to game five, game six, whatever. Every single game, they should be fired up to play. Mike Brown, who's the backup center in Cleveland after Thompson? The heck? Have we seen anybody beside Thompson play? I know Kevin Love, right?
It's Love. When Thompson comes off the floor,
I mean, I
they
know it's
generally
Jefferson, Derek Williams.
They bring in Darren and they move Kevin to the five. They move Kevin to the five, LeBron to the four, and then they let, you know, JR and Shump kind of play the two and the three, and then Kyrie and, you know. But
so I'm agree with you. I think the same thing. They got to get Tristan Thompson in foul trouble, get him off the floor. And then you'll have your field day inside.
Oh, yeah. It's wide open then.
I mean, run, and you should run and gun. Turnovers, that's the third thing, like you said. Just like Cleveland, if they turn the ball over, they're going on the other end. Cleveland does the same thing. They get it, and they go. Kevin Love and those outlet passes that he makes, man, they're on the break. You
I
know,
mean,
so
how many of those has he had this year? The Hail Mary passes all the way down the court. He does that a lot.
Yeah, and then the bench. I mean, ever whose bench wins?
It's going to be close.
So, I mean,
is
but
it?
I think
this is going to be a sloppy finals.
I do too.
I think it is going to be stretches where Golden State's going to be up by 18, 19 points. Cleveland's going to put the pressure on, get close, get it to 5 or 6, and then Golden State's going to go on another run.
Who's got the most pressure on them in this finals?
It's Golden State by a mile.
What player?
Kevin Durant.
Thank you.
Kevin Durant, where you at?
Kevin Durant is the most – he's it. I mean, because LeBron loses, he goes 3-5. That's bad, but he's already won three.
Yeah, if you're LeBron, you're like, yep,
if
lost Stephen, one of the greatest teams of all time.
Right, if Curry loses, if Thompson loses, okay, you won one already. You know, Kevin Durant left a Oklahoma City team
up 3-1
to go to Golden State, and you lose to the Cavs again. You lose to LeBron for a second time. Yeah. Not the first, second.
He's only beaten LeBron like 5 times in his career.
I still like Golden State, but I think Cleveland's a win because Cleveland is more physical.
Oh, don't say that.
I think they're more physical than Golden State. And you have to be physical this time of year in the playoffs. They haven't played anybody that's been physical in the West. There's nobody.
I'm sorry. They are. And if you...
They got another cakewalk again.
Dude, Nick Wright. Listen to Nick Wright. He's on Fox Sports. He does a lot of stuff on Fox Sports. Listen to him. He's got one of the best things. He says this may be the one of the luckiest teams ever.
Oh, yeah.
They're talented. Don't get me wrong. They're really talented. But think about it. No Kawhi this year. Utah had no...
Rudy Gobert was out.
Rudy Gobert was out the first couple. And then George Hill missed the second half of the series.
Houston. Nani.
Well,
they played Houston, San Antonio.
Yeah, Houston lost. But that's the series I wanted to see more than anything. I wanted to see Houston versus Golden State. But, and then, who's the big guy that was missing from Portland, too? I mean, I still think they would have beaten Portland.
Oh, Jurek.
Jurek, yeah, who's a great young talent. But he could add a lot of things. That was just this year. Go back 2 years before. I mean, look at the title that they actually won. No Kyrie Irving. No Kevin Love. You were playing against, God, what's his name?
What, Cleveland?
Dele. You were playing Dele. Dele was the starting point guard. Really?
Well, and
they didn't even have Darren Williams. They had Dellavedova.
And LeBron changed his game plan after game three, game four. But anyway, I know he had
LeBron.
We've
argued about that a bunch, but yeah.
But it was a different LeBron from being wore down and everything else. I get it. All right, so are you making a prediction now?
All right, man. So here's what I think. The only – man, I hate giving, like, locks. But I think the biggest lock is that Golden State loses game one. I don't think they lose game one at home, man. They probably win game two. Game three goes either way. Game four goes to Cleveland. So either we go back. Are we doing 2-3-2? Are we doing 2-3-2 this in the year? Or did they go back to 2-2-1-1-1-1?
Let me look.
I think they're still doing 2-3-2.
They got it's game one and two is Golden State. Game 3-4 Cleveland. Game 5 Golden State. 6 Cleveland. 7
Okay,
Golden
so they State. Went they went back to 2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's going to go 6. And I think LeBron wins it at home this year in 6 games. But my bold prediction is, and this is going to be one of those things that are going to hurt LeBron's legacy, I actually think Kyrie Irving's going to be the Finals MVP this year. I don't think it's going to be LeBron.
I don't think it'll hurt him.
It'll hurt him with people. Somebody that, you know, the MJ... You know, is never. And I'm not going to get into that, but I'm saying, like, the people who are like, MJ can never be touched, that's one of the things that they're going to put in their arsenal. Well, Kyrie Irving won the MVP, not him. But anyways, I'm not trying to get into that, but I'm saying, like, that's one of the things that hurt him. But I think Kyrie Irving is going to be the MVP. I want to say something, though. There's this aura that, like, around the finals this year, and I've heard this talk so much recently about LeBron. LeBron never gets hurt. LeBron never gets hurt. Ever. Never gets hurt. Never, ever, ever, ever gets hurt. I got a bad feeling he's going to get hurt in game one or two.
He got dehydrated a couple years ago.
I'm not talking about the cramp game. I'm not. I'm saying.
That was hurt.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I think he's going to, like, break a hand or sprain it, get a high ankle sprain. I just have a feeling. Everybody's saying, like, oh, LeBron never gets hurt. Everybody's been talking about that. For some reason, everybody's like, LeBron's never getting hurt. Never gets hurt. Never gets hurt. Just something tells me, I got a bad feeling something's going to happen to him. And it sucks. Because if he gets hurt, this final's over. It's over. That's my prediction. Cleveland in six. But expect almost all of these games to be complete blowouts. They're going to be blowouts.
Probably. I don't think any of them's going to be close. I agree with that. And I do think if they did lose LeBron, I don't think it'll happen. I think they would. They're a better team than people think, I think.
Yes.
Kevin Love, you know, Kyrie Irving.
I'm saying if LeBron got hurt in game one, I'm not saying it's a sweep.
Yeah.
It might be because Cleveland will think that they're defeated. But I think even with LeBron, Cleveland could win a game or two against this Golden State Warriors team.
They need them. You said what? Yeah, Cavs and six, right?
Cavs and six is my prediction.
I hate you.
That's what you were going to say?
Going into this, I thought Warriors, but man, looking at Cleveland and just how physical they are compared to Golden State.
Yep.
To me, you have to be physical. And I don't know how physical this Golden State team is going to be. I could see freaking Draymond Green missing another. There's a lot of hate between these two teams. Hate each other. I can see something happening to one of these players and getting suspended a game again, which will make a difference.
That's true.
J.R. Smith, you know.
I know you don't need to give your prediction. I know you got a show on Thursday still.
I'm going to say Cleveland in six. Anyway.
Cleveland in six. We both got Cleveland in six. It's going to be like Warriors in four. Watch. That's the thing. I just have no – I'm pretty confident Cleveland's going to win. I'm pretty confident. I wasn't last year. And that's crazy to think that's the funny thing. I think the people who are missing that a lot in this year is everybody's like, well, it's Golden State, and they added Kevin Durant.
Right.
Ooh, Cleveland added a lot of pieces.
But you
a lot of Kyle Korver.
But you subtracted a lot in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
You took away Maurice Spates, who could shoot.
Bogut.
Bogut. Say what you want about Javale McGee. You could go find him at the local Y. All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
Hassan Whiteside.
I mean, I'm just saying. Come on. All right. So I think we're done with the finals.
We
previewed pretty well. The last thing, real fast, and then we'll go end the segment. I asked this the question on Thursday's show. I'm going to ask you, if LeBron was not in the league right now, who would be the real MVP of the league? Leader of the league like him, not Durant or the Warriors, like the Greek Freak, someone younger. He has to be 25 or younger. In the league right now.
So only
who would run this league right now that's 25 or younger? Would it be Kyrie? Would it be somebody else in another team? Would it be the Greek Freak? Would it be Anthony Davis? Who's going to take the torch? Kind of like Kobe took it from LeBron, or Kobe took it from Michael.
LeBron took it from Kobe.
Who's going to be the next one?
I gave you three names.
Okay.
It's Kyrie. And the only reason I'm hesitant to say Kyrie is because when LeBron wasn't there, they were a bad team. Now, he was getting his numbers, and he looked good, just like Kevin Love did on a bad team. But I think he was also really young. Kyrie's older now. So I would say it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, I can say his name. Or the Greek Freak, if you know him better by that. Or three, it's Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns is
you
bad.
You got Karl-Anthony Towns,
yeah,
Greek Freak, and Kyrie. Okay.
And okay. I like Karl-Anthony Towns better than them.
Let's see. Kyrie, somebody mentioned Kyrie. I think I mentioned Kyrie on Thursday's show. Greek Freak was mentioned. Nobody mentioned Andrew Wiggins.
I think Davis he's overshadowed by Karl-Anthony Towns.
By how great he is.
Yeah. Karl-Anthony Towns is good. If Karl-Anthony Towns played 9-10 years ago, he'd have been one of the best players in the league and, like, the faces of the league. But because he's a big guy, it's not really a big man's league anymore.
I'm trying to remember the other name. There was another name I'm missing that's going in my head. We talked about
Westbrook?
Greek Freak.
He's not 25. No,
he's not 25, but and he's not going to take this. I don't see him doing this league the way LeBron did or Kobe or MJ or Bird or Magic.
No.
I mean, or is the part – you know who it was they mentioned? He's not in the league yet. He's getting ready to come in the league. We had one person say it was going to be Lonzo Ball.
Oh, my God.
Is going to take this league over.
No, he's not.
Is there somebody in the draft this year that is going to take this league over and be that guy? I mean, it could be
De'Aaron Fox.
You think De'Aaron Fox, maybe?
De'Aaron Fox, or I really like Jackson.
Josh Jackson from Kansas. Okay.
I think his game is solid. I think he'll be the rookie of the year.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, depending. I mean, right. I mean, it depends on where they go. I mean, I'm not if Josh Jackson or De'Aaron Fox goes to the Hornets, I'm like, man, he could win rookie of the year because he's going to ball.
And I'm not talking just rookie of the year. I'm talking about star that comes in, takes the mantle, and runs.
Well, then that's De'Aaron Fox. It's De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox.
Don't give me Martell Fultz. I don't like him. You won six games in college. Like, how good are you? You won six games.
And my thing with Lonzo, all right, everybody, listen. He doesn't have a jumper.
Nope.
And
he's no not, defense he's whatsoever.
Not, he's not going to score 20-25 a game.
Nope.
That's not his game. I told Big Shot, he is more Jason Kidd.
Yes.
15 points, 10 assists a game, and that's fine for him.
He's Rondo.
Yeah.
He's Rondo.
Rondo has defense, though, coming in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's Rondo in terms of can't really jump, can't hit the jump shot. He can hit a layup for you, but really he can penetrate, and he's going to dish the ball out. But he's going to set teammates
I
up a lot better.
I just can't see him taking over this league and being the next guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I could see Brandon Ingram before him.
Got a better chance of his daddy being a commissioner one day.
The person I did mention, Ben Simmons. We'll see.
He could be good.
Because with that Philly team, they add like Kyle Lowry, somebody.
Yeah.
They add him. And, you know, Embiid and Simmons live up to their potential.
Simmons does have
Watch
that.
Watch Simmons.
Simmons has that LeBron feel where he can dish it inside, but, man, his outlet passes from the low block is going to be nasty. Get jump shooters around him.
True. All right. Well, there you go. That's the first segment of the show.
That is going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit.
And I'm Rocky.
Good day.
Harry S. Truman. Good luck and Godspeed to America's armed services. You are the best!